I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We now go to the Buyer's Barricade hotline to Cleveland, Ohio. Daryl Ryder writes for 92.3 The Fan. He's been all over this Kareem Hunt signing. Daryl, your immediate thoughts once John Dorsey rolled the dice and decided to bring in the former Chiefs running back into the Browns locker room?
I almost fell out of my chair. But I shouldn't have been surprised because of the previous relationship that John Dorsey had with Kareem Hunt. He's the one that drafted him in Kansas City in the third round. So while I was shocked, I really shouldn't have been.
What about, we're getting heated conversations going on here. I can imagine what the dialogue has been up there in Cleveland.
Oh, Browns fans are taking victory laps right now. I have had to log off Twitter because it's so repulsive. So I shared a personal experience on Twitter yesterday because I took so much heat for being against the signing. And I just expressed that, hey, when I was a kid, I was abused. I know all about violence, domestic violence, all that stuff. I had a front row seat to it. And the response that I've received from Browns fans basically chased me off Twitter for a while. I may or may not go back. I don't know.
You got to go eventually, Daryl. You got to go eventually. Just get you a little break.
I mean, I don't have a choice. My job requires me to do it. But Browns fans right now are taking victory laps. The consensus is the majority of them are very happy that the Browns made the move, and they're ready to count the wins like general manager John Dorsey is. Once the NFL says this kid's actually allowed to play again.
Talking to Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan out there in Cleveland about the Kareem Hunt signing. Do you think maybe this is a representation? Because we've gotten into the discussion a little bit, John Lopez and I have, about, you know, just where you sacrifice your morals when it comes to winning. Is this a situation where the Browns fans would have always supported this a couple years ago when they were one of the worst teams in the league and a laughingstock? Or is it a matter of they've tasted winning a little bit and now they don't care about anything and they just want to win at all costs?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. The Browns, obviously, they've been a laughingstock of the league for 20 years. And, last year they finally appeared to get the franchise out of the ditch. You got your franchise quarterback in Baker Mayfield. The thing that, I mean, first of all, this wasn't even need, okay? In limited time last season, Nick Chubb could have matched the numbers that Kareem Hunt put up as a rookie had Nick Chubb gotten the carries from day one. I mean, they had to trade Carlos Hyde out of the backfield last year to make room so Nick Chubb could get carries and could get touches, and then he burst on the scene. I mean, Chubb averaged close to 5 yards per carry last year as a rookie, was 4 yards shy of 1,000, again, despite not really getting any legitimate carries until almost the middle of the season. So this wasn't even a need for the Browns to do this. It's not like they had a gaping hole in their backfield, and they didn't have, a bell cow number one explosive running back. So,
Looks like we dropped his line there.
Lost him for just a second. That is interesting that he brings that up. Let us know when we got him back, BG, because it really wasn't a need. That's the craziest thing about this. Like, if the Texans did this, and let's say that a left tackle with the same with the same rap sheet as Kareem Hunt, let's say that a left tackle is out there and they do it, I'm sure there'd be people critical. You would still be just as critical,
right?
Because I know that you have your stance, but there would be a lot of people who would say, you know what? This team really needs a left tackle, and they really do need to protect Deshaun Watson. Nick Chubb almost rushed for 1,000 yards last year for the Cleveland Browns, and you have him. You have Duke Johnson, who had 47 catches out of the backfield. I'm about to ask Daryl if he's going to be on the market because he has a good grasp of that. But this really wasn't a need. If anything, this just adds a little bit of depth. That's what's kind of
it was. Well, no, see, it's not adding depth. That's where I'll disagree with you.
Because you do need two backs?
It's not a need. But it's, at least in the eyes of one man, John Dorsey, an upgrade. So it's one thing to have a need and then this is a clear upgrade in his view. And we have him back on the line
Darryl's
right now.
Darryl back.
Darryl, sorry we dropped you there, but my question for you is about John Dorsey himself. You probably just heard me mentioning him there. This public relations 101 release that he made, this statement that he made with all the fancy catchphrases like remorse and, you know, working on himself, and I'm paraphrasing some of these, but, you know, it was like,
right.
It was so transparent that I get, you know, he has to do something, he has to say something, but it was just,
right.
It's a horrible look for John Dorsey, based on what you said, there wasn't a need, but he's his, like, this is his guy, and he's going to bring him in hell or high water.
Yeah, but I'll give John credit. They recognized yesterday that the statement wasn't sufficient, so John spent about 25 minutes with the beat writers, myself included, to cover the team on a daily basis. He then went downstairs in front of the cameras and microphones and basically did a mini recap of what he had just got done telling us. So I'll give him that credit. Like he did put himself out there to take the hard questions from us yesterday. So I have to give him credit in recognizing that statement that you referenced really wasn't sufficient to explain the move they made.
What about Duke Johnson? Because I threw it out here and said the Texans should at least be on the phone calling John Dorsey to ask about Duke Johnson, because the backfield is crowded now. I know Kareem Hunt's probably going to serve a suspension, but you got to wonder if Duke Johnson is going to still be a part of plans moving forward. Do you think that Duke Johnson could potentially be on the market?
Well, I think eventually, but not right now. You know, I think it'll be and I wrote about this last night. You know, the business of football, as John Dorsey put it, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Last year, they traded Carlos Hyde so that Nick Chubb could get carries. I don't think there's enough footballs to go around among three running backs. So once Kareem Hunt is whatever, we don't even, the NFL might come back and say, hey, we did an investigation and we're not going to discipline him any further than the five games he's already served. We don't know that. We don't know what type of discipline's coming. But if I'm the Cleveland Browns right now, I don't even entertain the thought of trading Duke Johnson until Kareem Hunt is not only back on the football field on Sunday for us, but as well as, you know, being productive.
What kind of contract or what kind of terms are there to his coming to Cleveland that might protect the Browns at least a little bit if he's, you know, if he slips back?
Yeah, they are protected. It's a 1-year deal. From what I understand, it is basically for the minimum that they're allowed to pay. And he is on a zero tolerance policy. Dorsey was asked specifically yesterday that question: is Kareem Hunt on a zero tolerance policy? And Dorsey paused for a moment, and he said, yes, I will say that he is. So the Browns are protected, not only if he slips up again, but also if he redeems himself. Let's give him the opportunity here.
Like, they'll have his rights. Done.
Right, they will have his rights next year, either as a restricted free agent, or if, let's say, he doesn't accrue the season because of discipline from the league and he only plays five games, then the Browns still have his rights next year as an exclusive rights player. So they basically got 2 years of Kareem Hunt control while also at the same time protecting himself just in case something happens or some other negative news might come to light.
Darryl, you're one of the best. You're a busy guy, but we appreciate you for stopping by, giving us some insight and giving us a pulse of just how things are out there in Cleveland. Thanks for your perspective, and thank you very much for joining the show.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Darryl Ryder of 92.3 The Fan. I did go look at his mentions yesterday after he talked about it, because he was very, very vocal about being against this. And then as soon as he puts his story out there about, you know, his upbringing and stuff,
you get the
Twitter trolls that just go next level. But interesting
Good
that Duke
him.
Johnson, so Duke Johnson probably not available right now. Mm-hmm. You still got to make the phone call. I mean, Brian Gaines still got a call and see
what's going on. Well, I think you do with him and Le'Veon. I mean, you're not doing your job if you're at least
Forget
not
Le'Veon.
Kicking the tires.
Forget Le'Veon.
I don't think the Texans would be doing their jobs. I don't think Le'Veon Bell is going to be any part of the Texans. But if you don't pick up the phone and say, hey, by the way, what do you think it could take? You're not doing your job.
You're talking about Antonio Brown or Le'Veon?
Le'Veon.
Okay, Le'Veon. Yeah, Le'Veon's a free agent, so it'd probably just take a lot of money.
Well, that's true.
Antonio Brown, he has requested a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the big news in the NFL today. We have a poll out at Sports Radio 610 on Twitter. Who scares you the most as a potential Indianapolis Colts? Because they got a lot of money. Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown? Antonio Brown's winning right now 55% to 45%.
Wow, really?
Yep.
That's a little bit of a surprise to me.
I thought it would be further in Antonio's way.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, the Texans can't even stop T.Y. Hilton. So what happens if you have Antonio Brown out there as well? It scares the crap out of me.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
That scares the crap out of me. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We're going to take some calls in the locker room so we can line those up. But before we do that, let's go out to Tony in Houston. Tony, you're on the show. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I have a quick little comment. I understand how people are kind of like giving Kareem Hunt a bad name, and as far as him getting to sign on a different team. But you got teams like the Cowboys who are supposed to be America's, you know, quote-unquote team, but yeah, they can sign guys like Greg Hardy and keep them all on the field, and the same thing with Zeke Elliott. And if that's America's team, then how come any other team would be ashamed to pick up a guy like Kareem Hunt?
Well, for one thing, I think America's team, that was established in like the 70s, 80s, if I'm not mistaken. So, and that, I don't know who gave them the title of America's team. But I mean, yeah, the Cowboys, Jerry Jones in the past has been willing to roll the dice on certain guys like Greg Hardy and I guess like Ezekiel Elliott, if that's the example we're throwing out there.
Look, it's going to happen. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be these signings that are made that are of questionable people. It just is. I was texting with a former NFL player this morning. I was telling you about it off air. This was before we even got into this discussion. And he's like, you don't realize how many like really bad dudes are in some of these locker rooms. Not an attitude.
It's scary,
problem.
Bro.
Bad dudes.
And this is the thing. Like, it's the only reason that I like sacrifice morals. Like, first of all, when it comes to what Kareem Hunt did, if I saw one of my boys doing that, I probably wouldn't be boys with him anymore.
Exactly.
Honestly. But when it comes to athletes, I just don't expect morality from athletes. I expect them to go out there and display the talents they possess, which I know a lot of people like to compare it to the real world, the accountants, the doctors, all that stuff. The form of labor that these athletes have, first of all, it's some of the most profitable labor that you can have and the talents and the skills. And second of all, it's hard to replace. Like, it's very, very hard to replace. Like, there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of accountants out there trying to get jobs. And if an accountant gets caught on video, and let's say ABC 13 runs a video of Joe the accountant doing that, chances are that there's 900 resumes that are available that can probably perform at that same level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that we look up to these athletes. We marvel at these athletes. We pay our hard-earned money to see these athletes, because it's just a lot harder a lot of times to find somebody like a Kareem Hunt who can
lead the league in rushing 2 years ago. And that's why they put up with stuff like that.
Exactly. And that's why I am willing to kind of not look the other way, because if he does it again, he's going to get kicked out, but maybe buy low on a guy like Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand both perspectives, and that's the beauty of this show, is that you have your take, I have mine, and you guys have y'all's, which 713-572-4610, we've been taking those. I can take a counterpoint, but you just gotta bring it a little bit stronger than some people did earlier in the last segment. You just gotta bring it a little bit stronger.
Let's talk about Henry VIII. All right.
And despite the fact I was raised by a history teacher, my history knowledge is not very good. Oh, Seth's his next level, though. He'll drop a former president on you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, the one guy Brian Gaines should consider trading up for in the draft, and why the NFL currently has the best offseason in all of sports. You're in the loop with Landry and John on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.